celebrating the anniversary of Ivory Soap. This week in 1890, it was discovered by accident because a worker went to lunch, left the air in the mixture.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Ivory Soap that floats. And then people wanted the soap that floats.
But who discovered that it floated? I mean, how?
People who, I don't know, you drop it in the bathtub or something and they see it floated. Because everybody took a bath back in the
1800s. Yeah, that's true. You're right. Okay. I gotcha.
So anyway, we were talking about the fact that if you didn't know this, if you're a lake person, people take baths in the lake using only Ivory Soap because it floats. So when you drop it next to your pier as you're lathering up, you can easily
find it again.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. 426-5343. Yes, what did you want to say about this?
Yeah. My dad, we had a place at Crooked Lake, and my dad used to do that every weekend. We had people up and go out by the pier, get the soap, and do what he had to do, and he was done. But every week he would do it.
And you could use Ivory Soap because it would float. The other soaps would sink to the bottom.
Absolutely. This is years ago, but no, that's definitely true.
All right. Is this a tradition? So you're not carrying on this tradition then?
Well, I'll tell you what, I just did it the other day in my in-ground pool at home. I was tired, I come home, and I grabbed my body wash and went in the pool and did it. There's enough chemicals in the pool.
Oh,
my gosh. I think you've started a trend in the Summit City.
People do, but no, the lake, that happens. I don't go to the lake anymore, but no, we used to do it up there all the time.
Well, you don't need to now. You got the pool. What do you need the lake for?
That's right.
Waking up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.